with preaching classes here at Cranmer Hall, and I'll say it again today, although I don't want to say a lot about it, is wherever we go, however we develop, we must be theologically grounded. Whatever forms our preaching takes, and whatever use we make of digital possibility, we need to have a clear theology of preaching. That seems to me to be the bottom line. Donald Coggan, the founder of the College of Preachers, some years ago said this: the ineffectiveness of many sermons is due to the fact that the preachers have not wrestled with the fundamental question, what is preaching? I think Donald Coggan's got a point. And so whatever our preaching looks like, we need to be asking questions. What is my theology of preaching? What is the purpose of preaching? Where do I think God is in the act of preaching? How can we best communicate to this audience in this context at this particular time? Now, this isn't going to be a session on the theology of preaching, but I do want to encourage us in all of our creativity and innovation in preaching to clearly base it on a thought-out theology, starting with that simple question, oh God, what am I doing and why? A question that many of us have as we tentatively step up pulpit steps in perhaps more inherited modes of preaching. What are we doing and why? Have we considered the place and status of the scriptures? How do we understand divine revelation? What are our images of God? What's our understanding of the disclosive potential of language, particularly of metaphor, of image? What is my theology of the delivery of the sermon? Have I ever thought about that? As well as the shape of the sermon, and not only the content. And I think tied in with that question are questions of gifting. What is your gift as a communicator and a preacher? And what are the gifts of other people around you? And how can we combine those gifts and work together imaginatively, prayerfully, willing to take risks, and with open minds, open hearts? Well, in short, for what it's worth, I think preaching is about opening up space to allow reflection on the Word of God, confident that God does speak to us. There's loads of ways that we could do this. I want to be clear from the outset. I want to be clear from the outset that I am deeply biased, and you ought to know that, because you might not agree with me. Because I want to see continuity. It's not that I don't want to see discontinuity, but I do want to see continuity with our inherited modes of preaching. I don't want us to throw out traditional modes of preaching. I think we'll lose the baby with the bathwater. And when I talk about traditional modes of preaching, I'm not necessarily saying a three-point sermon, but I am saying that a staple in the life of the church is of a preacher bringing before the community what they've wrestled with and sharing it. I'm not saying that shouldn't be a dialogue, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying let's not just throw that out, because I think if we throw that out in our kind of rush to embrace new ideas, then I think we have lost something that is irreplaceable. Now, not everybody's going to agree with me on that. There are people in this room that might not agree with me. Johnny Baker in Transforming Preaching, maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, says that we should slay the sacred cow of preaching. Bold stuff, and I like the quote. Compare Johnny Baker on slaying the sacred cow of preaching over this end. I have to move around, can't I? To the statement of the Second Helvetic Confession, preaching the word of God is the word of God. That's some continuum. Now, Johnny Baker's perhaps a bit tongue-in-cheek, but Doug Padgett, very much less so. Some of you might have read Preaching Reimagined. He's over here, and he says, preaching, as I've just described it to you, is speeching, he calls it. He says we need to get rid of it. He says it's pedagogically unsound. It disempowers people. It pushes people down. It crushes people, that kind of stuff. And then he says it should be replaced with what he calls progressional dialogue, which sounds to me a bit like conversation. And I never said we should get rid of conversation in the church. So not everybody would agree with where I'm coming from. Chris Howson, in his new book, A Just Church,